Okay, I'm recording this to give you my sister Lila's thoughts. She's sitting right next to me on the left. She's my younger sister, not an older sister. I have that to be thankful for. And I'm just gonna pass it to her.
Yeah. Hi guys. As Finn said, I'm his younger sister.
Thankfully.
I don't need any comments from the peanut gallery, Finn. I'm 7 years old. I love horses and pugs. We have a pug named Paisley, and she's kind of my responsibility.
I did
most of the begging for her. And so, yeah. And I also love...
You did all of the begging for her, and gosh knows you did enough.
And I also love guinea pigs, and right now I'm campaigning for one.
Despite the fact that we have 3 cockatiels, about 20 fish, and, as she mentioned, a pug dog. Back to Lila.
Yeah, so... Thankfully, me and Finn do not share a bedroom. It would be just pure terror if we shared a bedroom.
That would be pretty tricky to work out.
Yeah. So thank goodness we don't share a bedroom. Me and Finn both have swings in our rooms.
Little things to, swing on. How can I describe it? It's like a little gourd hanging from the ceiling, and you can climb inside and swing around.
Yeah, it's really fun.
The best description I can give. Okay. Lila, are you done talking, or what else do you want to do?
I think I'm done.
Okay. So, what do you want me to talk about in this episode?
Why don't you talk about, just how your room looks.
Okay, she wants me to talk about how my room looks, so I'll talk about how my room looks. This is the disadvantage of Podbean over YouTube. Probably one I'm going to be petitioning my parents for next, after I prove I can manage this safely and responsibly. So, I am standing facing my door. So my door is right in front of my room. To its left, I have a big wall mural painted by my dad, who's officially a great artist. He loves dead leaves. Kind of not the first thing you want to say about your dad.
He's obsessed with painting dead leaves. I don't know why, but he really is.
I'm not sure if you just heard Lila there, but she just qualified my statement. Then I have on my door a poster called Saving the Christmas Island Frigga Bird, Frigata Andrusai, which I might go into more detail about in another episode. That's a relic from fourth grade. And then I have a poem thing. And then I have a Harry Potter poster that says, Draco Dormiens Nunquam... Titillandus, which I think means, like, do not awake the sleeping dragon, which sounds really awesome. Then, to my right, I have the opening to my game closet, which is a game closet with... Lila, estimate how many games are in there.
I'll estimate about maybe 20 or 30.
Okay, I'm gonna go with at least 30. Below that, I have a row of books and then a row of assorted large things that don't really fit anywhere else. Yeah. So, that's that. Then, if I turn around to my left, I have... So, right behind the game closet, which incidentally has a big... not sure if I just mentioned this, but a big, like, 4-foot puzzle. It's like the sea. So it's like dolphins and blue sky at the top, and then sperm whale and giant squid at the bottom. Then I have my trophy rack, as well as my clothes, and assorted drawers that my mom has basically been waging war against ever since they were commissioned. Then to my right, which is where I record most of my episodes, is my bed. And that's where we were actually recording earlier in this episode with Lila, who's right there tossing my little Yoda beanbag, which is adorable.
It's very fun, and it's really, really soft.
She just said it's very fun, and it's really, really soft, if you didn't hear that. Then, beyond my closet thing, beyond my closet thing, I have a painting, two puzzles, both of Under the Ocean. That was like a...
He also has a dartboard hanging on the wall.
Yes, I have a dartboard, which I played on earlier today. And then, going beyond that, that's my sister throwing a dart.
Yep, it's really fun to throw a dart.
And then beyond that, I have a closet with some old clothes. And a bunch of books. So, then, to my right again, I have, beyond my bed, on the wall right next to my bed,
he has a huge bird poster.
And something called, I was born to be a teacher, and then lists all the reasons that someone was born to be a teacher. I got that from second grade. My old teacher was moving to Alaska. And then I have a black and white Audubon print. Not an original. It's like a replica. And then another poem. And then a map of the world. And then a dinosaur poster that's like the most outdated thing ever. And then my birdcage. And then... Well, do not belly flop onto my bed. I'm recording an episode. I might actually have to edit that out. And then I have a bunch of paintings above my birdcage. And then I have a desk right beyond my birdcage. So, like, standing facing the birdcage, I have birdcage, bed to my right, desk to my left. Swing would normally be behind me, but I put it up because we were playing a game right where my swing normally is, and it did not allow, the swing to be down, because it would, like, hit us in the head, I guess. Yeah. Which makes it sound like a deadly weapon. And then, like, right next to where the swing would normally be, on the left side, I have my expansive bookshelf.
Bookcase.
How many books do you think I have in there, Lila?
He at least has at least maybe 40 or 50.
I'm going to go with about 60, minimal.
Yeah, that's minimal.
I've been informed it is around 100.
Yeah.
I have not had the time to count that. That might be another episode, actually. Going through my books, just telling about that. On my bookshelf, I have books, obviously. And then on the top, I have a vase full of $1 flowers from the dollar store.
They're really pretty. Some of them are actually really pretty.
Yeah. And then some stone globes, which are one of my most prized possessions.
Yes. One of them is very, very pretty.
Both of them are very, very pretty.
Yes. But one is prettier than the other.
Point is, and then above that, I have several puzzles and a picture of goldfish by my dad. I'm all about the undersea puzzles. That was like a good behavior instigation at one point by my mom and dad. And then I have an old oatmeal jug full of feathers.
We used to use that as a drum, I believe.
Yeah, full of old ostrich feathers, and Lila just said we used to use that as a drum. She was halfway across the room when she said it, so not sure if you got that.
Yes,
and then I have a little, like, a marble maze, which is just, you have to roll the marble around and get it to the end, and...
It's really hard to do. We've never done it.
Ever done it, and my uncle is, like, the best puzzle guy ever.
And, like, we've never gotten close to getting it.
Yeah. So standing next to the bookshelf, to the right side, I have a wall right behind the bookshelf. And then to the left of the wall space, I have a window. To the right of the wall space, I have a window, and that's like my bird sunning window type thing. Yeah. And then next to the non-bird sunning window, I have my SOA display board, a box full of art materials,
and a guitar that is not tuned.
Oh man, no. My friend was pesking me about that today. So, Lila, should that wrap up this episode, or is there anything else you want to tell any listeners?
I don't think there is. That'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Stay tuned for more episodes.
Okay. I am slightly embarrassed that my sister can do a better closing out than I can.